Hi, welcome to A Mathematical Basis for Reality.
Riz, I think you should tell them that Physical Truth is a book on mathematics and philosophy, and that it's a good story.
Hello. It has been some time. As a matter of fact, it's been over 2 years now since I have continuing on with this podcast, and I have to apologize because I have to go back and actually complete the Dieppe raid. I've got a lot of details on it. For example, there was a Polish ship that was carrying troops and so forth, which saw everything and noted that the British blew up an oil tanker just as they were approaching over the horizon and approaching, really warning the Germans of everything that was coming. It was an absolute disaster. We can go into more and more of the disaster itself, because the purpose of that was to convince Hitler that Russia's western flank was completely secure and there's no way that anyone, including even Canadians, could possibly make a landing on the west coast of Europe. And I will have to come back and get to that. But in the meantime, I'm discovering something quite interesting. I've discovered this artificial intelligence in ChatGPT. And I've been playing with it for a few months now, not really doing that much with it other than playing with it, trying to talk to it conversationally. It's very interesting because it's a machine. And rather than treat a machine like it was some sort of human being or intelligent being and stuff like that, then discussions on treating it as a machine. Same thing, a dog's not a human being. A dog's a dog and is happy if you treat it like a dog. Very unhappy if you treat it like a human being. And it's kind of same thing with human beings. You treat human beings like dogs, they don't like it too much. Human beings like being treated like human beings. But a machine is a machine. It's interesting that we can arrange, let's say, the flow of electrons through wires, which is copper, and we have this mineral kingdom. We've given it a voice, and we can use certain aspects of it to be very creative and to assist us. So I'm using it as an editor. I'm using it as an editor to help try and produce content, produce scripts and things like that. Now, I've got to write the script, and then I tell it, to edit it and make it decent or structure it and so forth, which it's very good at. And I could do it, but it's a heck of a lot faster if I just tell this thing, hey, go for it. And it does it reasonably well. Actually, it's a very, very good editor. I've had other editors that have just been terrible. Editing is very difficult because you don't want too much creativity in your editor. And that's you know, just take what I gave you and edit it. Make sure make sure it reads okay. Make sure that punctuation is correct and spelling is correct, etc. And artificial intelligence is good at doing that because it'll do what you tell it to. So anyway, what I've just done is I've just produced a YouTube video on mathematics. And when I tried discussing with artificial intelligence, well, let's take a look at mathematics, determining reality, I'm basically talking about mathematics as the basis of reality. Man, it just did three handsprings and flipped out and said, oh yeah, let's go for that. I really love it. Okay, hold yourself back and we'll try and get into that. So right now, what we're doing is this first podcast, editing using ChatGPT. I haven't done this before, so I want to come back and make a podcast because it's been a long time. And mostly what has held me up from putting up more podcasts, very simply, is COVID. That was COVID, so we had to go all the way through COVID, and now it's almost a year, 2 years later after COVID has ended, that I have been able to have enough time to be able to come back and produce a podcast and be able to post a podcast. The reason this is, I've been very busy and moving. We're in a very hotspot for COVID and basically had to get out. And so life has been a bit free range for Roxy and I while we get our stuff together, to put it bluntly. Okay, this is a podcast or a post dealing with the mathematical blueprint of the universe, the mathematics of the blueprint of the universe, which I usually refer to as Roxy's statement. And I'll go in and explain more and more about Roxy's statement as we get into this. So welcome to really getting into mathematics as the fundamental basis of reality. This is where we delve deep into the intersections of science, philosophy, and the intricacies of our universe. So I'm Bruce, I think you all know me, and today we'll embark on a journey, one that spans ancient civilizations to the modern digital age, a journey that questions the very fabric of our reality. Imagine gazing up at the vast night sky filled with countless stars, each one potentially holding secrets of its own. Now think about the microscopic world, too small for our eyes to see, yet teeming with activity, governed by rules and patterns. What is the common thread linking the vast expanse of the cosmos to the infinitesimal dance of particles? Mathematics. But is mathematics merely a tool we've crafted to describe a reality? Or is the very blueprint, the foundation upon which our universe is built, actually mathematics? Today we'll explore this profound question, and in the process might just discover more about ourselves and our place in this grand cosmic tapestry. Let's dive in. The 20th century ushered in a new epoch in our understanding of the universe, an epoch that at its core would challenge the deterministic view of reality that Newtonian physics advocated. As scientists probed the very small, the atomic and subatomic realms, they found behaviors that seemed bizarre. Particles could be in multiple places at once. They behaved differently when observed. Everything that was held as intuitive or common sense was thrown out the window. Welcome to the world of quantum mechanics. Here was a theory born out of mathematical equations that didn't just describe a reality, but seemed to actively shape it. Quantum mechanics brought with it the idea of superposition, a cat that's both alive and dead, probabilities, not certainties, and the seemingly spooky action at a distance that Einstein famously dubbed spooky action at a distance. But was this true? But was this new realm truly random? Or was it deterministic in ways we couldn't yet grasp? Philosophers, physicists, and mathematicians alike grappled with this question. Some, like Einstein, believed that God does not play dice with the universe, hinting at an underlying order not yet understood. Others embraced the inherent randomness of quantum events. And at the heart of these discussions, mathematics, equations that, while accurately predicting phenomena, also pose deep philosophical questions. Schrödinger's equation, for instance, described the evolution of quantum states over time, but interpretations of what it really meant were varied. Yet amidst all the debates, one thing was clear. Mathematics, once again, was not just a bystander. It was an active player, shaping our very perceptions of reality. As we push the boundaries of our knowledge, exploring realms even smaller than the quantum, or attempting to reconcile gravity with quantum mechanics, our mathematical frameworks will guide the way, and perhaps in them we will find the answers to some of our most profound questions. The advent of quantum mechanics has reshaped our understanding of the cosmos. But at the center of this revolution stood a beacon guiding scientists through the obscurities. That is mathematics. Erwin Schrödinger, a pioneering figure in quantum physics, postulated the wave equation in 1927 that revolutionized our understanding of atomic and molecular behavior. but by the conclusion of his groundbreaking paper, one that would eventually earn him the Nobel Prize, he candidly acknowledged something profound. Schrödinger stated unequivocally that there exists no physical model capable of encapsulating the essence of quantum mechanics. No tangible representation or visualization can do justice to the bizarre and counterintuitive world of the quantum. Instead, he posited only a mathematical model holds the potential to accurately describe and predict phenomena within the quantum realm. I'm going to repeat that. He said that only a mathematical model holds the potential, or only a mathematical model can accurately describe and predict the phenomena within the quantum realm. So here, in the intricacies of numbers, symbols, equations, and so forth, is the sole means of navigating the quantum seas. As decades passed and technology advanced, this understanding became even more poignant. Quantum mechanics went on to become one of the most tested and validated theories in the history of science. Predictions made by quantum mechanical models, no matter how strange, were validated time and again in labs across the world. It was clear in the realm of the extremely small, where intuition falters and common sense is defied, mathematics emerges not just as a tool, but as the very language of nature itself. But this realization isn't just about celebrating the prowess of mathematical formulations. It's a testament to the underlying order, structure, and patterns of our universe. A universe where mathematics doesn't just describe phenomena, but underpins its very fabric. Look around you. Whether it's the spiraling arms of galaxies, the predictable rise and set of the sun, or the beautifully complex structure of a snowflake, there is a pervasive order to our universe. This order isn't limited to vast astronomical scales or intricate molecular designs. It manifests in daily life. The rhythmic ebb and flow of tides, the delicate balance of ecosystems, even the very cycles of life and death, all hint at an intricate choreography. But is this order mere coincidence? Does it suggest a deeper deterministic design? For many thinkers and scientists, the answer lies in mathematics. Mathematical patterns, constants, and equations consistently emerge as the underlying rules governing this order. The Fibonacci sequence in flower petals, the pi in circular motions, the fractal patterns and coastlines, all are evidence of a universe that, while vast and complex, adheres to mathematical principles. Yet with such apparent determinism, the question arises, what does this mean for concepts like free will? If everything follows a set pattern, are our choices truly ours, or are they predestined, guided by mathematical laws we're yet to fully comprehend? As science progresses and as we unravel more of the universe's secrets, these questions become ever more pressing. But one truth remains consistent. Mathematics, with its universal language, holds the key. Through it, we may yet discern the balance between order and chaos, between determinism and free will. Next, we'll delve into the applications and implications of these concepts in our daily lives and how the dance between order and determinism influences our very perceptions of reality. In the grand symphony of cosmic events and subatomic intricacies, lies an enduring veil. The grand symphony cosmic events and subatomic intricacies, there lies an alluring question. Do we exist within specific confines, bounded by any conditions, or are we part of an endless expanse without boundaries, infinite and eternal? Boundary conditions in mathematical terms refer to the constraints or conditions set on a system. When speaking about our universe, these could refer to potential conditions at the very beginning of time or parameters might define its edges. There are views that suggest our universe might have had a distinct beginning, a specific initial condition. But what if no such constraints existed? What if our universe had no start, no boundary, an eternal cosmos where time and space stretch infinitely in every direction? Such questions aren't purely scientific or mathematical. They challenge many of our foundational understandings. If the universe doesn't adhere to a particular boundary or initial condition, it could suggest a reality where past, present, and future meld into one continuous sequence, where the very nature of existence isn't limited by beginnings or ends, but is an ever-evolving tapestry of events. Such debates lie at the heart of cosmology. Does the universe curve back on itself? Is there an end or a beginning? Is it even expanding, or is our understanding limited by our current observational capacities? The answers to these questions aren't just confined to the realm of astrophysics. They resonate with philosophical and existential inquiries about existence, determinism, free will, and our place within the vast cosmic narrative. Mathematics, with its rigorous logic and expansive possibilities, holds the keys to deciphering these cosmic riddles. In our next segment, we'll explore how modern research and perspectives can offer new lenses to view these age-old questions and perhaps guide us closer to understanding the true nature of the universe. In the golden age of discovery, mathematics was seen as a revered tool. It laid the groundwork for understanding the mysteries of the universe. From the celestial dance of planets to the intrinsic patterns of nature. We fast forward to today, we observe a drastic shift in how mathematics is perceived and appreciated. The 1960s were a testament to the pinnacle of mathematical adulation. Propelled by the space race, it guided our visions and aspirations to the stars. Classrooms buzzed with new math, fostering a generation of analytical thinkers and visionaries. However, as the 1970s dawned, societal changes began sidelining this beacon of logic. Education saw a shift. The rigorous challenge of mathematics was substituted with broader, seemingly more accessible curriculums. Today, in the digital era, while we possess a reservoir of information at our fingertips, it is ironically heralded an epoch where depth is often sacrificed for breadth. Quick answers have superseded profound understanding. Logical discourse, which once thrived, now teeters on the edge. The rise of rapid-fire social media platforms and the emergence of cancel culture have often stymied deep analytical thought. Swift judgments have overshadowed thorough contemplation. Fields in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, once pillars of academic pursuit, now grapple with dwindling interest. Fewer young minds are drawn to its rigor, their excitement of mathematical discovery shadowed by an age of instant gratification. The question thus arises in sidelining the rigorous logic-driven world of mathematics, have we inadvertently set ourselves on a path away from true understanding? For the betterment of our future, it's imperative to rekindle our appreciation for mathematics and restore it to its rightful pedestal, not merely as a subject, but as a very blueprint for our universe. In the stormy seas of modern discourse, where certainty often feels out of grasp and our foundational truths seem to shift beneath us, there's a beacon that remains unwavering: mathematics. For centuries, mathematics has been the language through which humanity has sought to understand the cosmos. From the intricate patterns found in nature to the vastness of the universe, mathematics provides a framework to interpret, predict, and appreciate the wonders around us. Today, as we confront global challenges of unprecedented scale, from climate change to societal upheavals, the need for rigorous analytical thinking has never been more pressing, and yet our collective mathematical literacy has ebbed,
leading us to sometimes make decisions that are not grounded in solid evidence or reasoned logic. The path forward, then, is clear. We must reaffirm our commitment to mathematical education at all levels, not merely as a tool for professional advancement, but as a means to cultivate a society capable of critical thought, informed decision-making, and a deep appreciation for the beauty and complexity of our world. We must champion mathematics as a universal language, one that transcends borders and cultures, promoting collaboration and understanding, by ensuring that mathematical concepts are taught with relevance, connecting them to real-world challenges and solutions. We can inspire the next generation to see mathematics not as an abstract pursuit, but as a vital instrument for global progress. In conclusion, as we navigate the intricacies of our modern age, let's turn to mathematics as our compass. Guided by its principles, may we forge a future where reason, clarity, and collaboration prevail. In recent years, the world faced a challenge unparalleled in modern history, the COVID-19 pandemic. Millions lost their lives, entire economies halted, and our day-to-day existence transformed in ways we could never have imagined. Centralization and institutionalized systems, once the hallmark of modern society, showed their glaring inadequacies. But as with all challenges, opportunities arose. The necessity of the pandemic forced a societal decentralization. Workplaces emptied as professionals carved office spaces within their homes. High-rises in major cities became eerily quiet, while suburban neighborhoods and countryside locales experienced a renaissance. The bustle of daily commutes gave way to virtual connectivity, a shift that brought about its own challenges and benefits. Most notably, the education system, traditionally rigid and centralized, faced its most significant challenge. With institutions shuttered, learning moved online. Platforms like Khan Academy became not just supplementary tools, but primary educational resources. The once given methods of teaching were replaced by innovative, adaptive, and personalized online methods. And in this paradigm shift, the potential for mathematical renaissance emerged more robustly. Parents, now more involved with their children's day-to-day learning, observed the shortcomings of traditional pedagogies. The dumbing them down became more evident, fueling a demand for change. Mathematics as a subject that builds critical thinking and logical reasoning became a focal point of this demand. Mathematics is now poised to lead this renaissance. As we rebuild this post-pandemic world, there's an unique opportunity. There's a unique opportunity to integrate rigorous mathematical thinking back into daily life. But it requires a collective effort, from educators pioneering new teaching methods to parents fostering a love for the subject at home. The decentralization brought about by the pandemic can also be the catalyst for a broader, more inclusive appreciation of mathematics. It's an invitation. It's an invitation to society to move from traditional engagements to deeper, more meaningful interactions, to ensure that the next generation is equipped not just with formulas and equations, but with the ability to think, reason, and innovate. In essence, the challenges of our time offer a rare chance to rekindle our romance with numbers, patterns, and logic, laying the foundation for a world where mathematical reasoning isn't the exception, but the norm. In an era dominated by digital interfaces and automated tools, it's tempting to believe that the essence of mathematics can be solely captured through screens and simulations. However, as those who study education, educators, and stewards of knowledge, we must be cautious not to misconstrue convenience with comprehensive understanding. It's not merely about knowing how an equation works. It's about understanding why it exists in the first place, and how its underpinnings anchor larger mathematical truths. Mathematics is more than just algorithms. It's a language, a logic, and a lens through which we interpret the universe. Remember the days of tracing geometric shapes on graph paper, wrestling with theorems, and manually plotting points to visualize a function. These tactile experiences weren't just tasks. They were instrumental in molding our foundational understanding of mathematical concepts. They instilled in us a rigorous practice grounded in the very physical act of writing, thinking, and engaging directly with problems. In the grand tapestry of mathematics and mathematical education, technology has its rightful place. Tools like Khan Academy have democratized access to knowledge, aiding learners across the globe. But we must be wary of leaning too heavily on digitized shortcuts at the expense of foundational skills and understanding. Students benefit immensely from the tactile connections between thought and action, a bond formed when one grasps a pencil and articulates an idea on paper. This process of externalizing thought reinforces understanding in a manner that a mere digital interaction cannot replace. As we venture further into this brave new world, let us champion a balanced mathematical education, one that values foundational understanding over fleeting convenience. By ensuring that students have both the technological tools to explore complex topics and the foundational skills to understand them deeply, we can nurture a generation of thinkers ready to navigate and shape the mathematical landscapes of tomorrow. As we venture further into the digital age, our connection to ancient knowledge systems becomes all the more pertinent. Mathematics, often hailed as the universal language, bridges the past, present, and future, intertwining cultures, eras, and ideologies. It's a discipline that transcends borders, offering a canvas for collaborative global understanding. In our quest for enlightenment, we must transcend the superficial layers of mathematical education, delving deeper into patterns not as mere games, but as manifestations of complex functions and differential equations. Such an understanding doesn't just stem from the Hellenistic thinkers of our modern Western education, but reaches back to the profound wisdom of ancient China, the intricate knowledge systems of the African continent, the deep-rooted understanding of the indigenous communities of the Americas, and the Pacific's mathematical interpretations. The global challenges, from the recent pandemic to environmental concerns, have further underscored the need for unified learning. These adversities have blurred the cultural boundaries, catalyzing a shift towards an interconnected global perspective. I'm going to read that again. The global challenges, from the recent pandemic to environmental concerns, have further underscored the need for unified learning. These adversities have blurred the cultural boundaries, catalyzing a shift towards an interconnected global perspective. And as was observed, it isn't technology alone that can pave the path forward. Is the human connection, the fusion of ancient wisdom with the modern innovation. I have a script that I'm reading from, just to let you know. Sometimes I go off it, such as now. But I use a script because it's easier for people to listen to. I can get my thoughts organized much better. And I don't say, all the time while trying to think about what the heck I'm going to say next. Now, more than ever, there's a pressing need for a mathematical renaissance. Boy, is there ever. A movement that doesn't just teach numbers or formulas, but offers an enriched understanding of our universe. By weaving the collective wisdom of humanity from every region and era, we can truly grasp the mathematical essence of reality, fostering a future that is both inclusive and enlightened. As we stand on this precipice of change, let us remember, mathematics isn't merely about computation. It's the very fabric that binds us, the blueprint of our shared existence. Let's cherish it, nurture it, pass it on to the generations to come. I really want to say thank you for the music generated from Creative Commons, CCMixter.org, a collaborative community. We have Lightning Manga by Anjay Satori, beautiful piece. The Aura of Melancholy by Zen Boy, 1955. We have Freedom of Ghosts by Radio on the Shelf. We also have Misty Mustangs by Martijn de Boer. We have Great Tit Serenade by Martijn de Boer. And Home by Volk One. These are licensed under Creative Commons with the attribution being of non-commercial. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you liked what you heard, you may subscribe in your podcast provider and perhaps share in various social media sites. Bruce has promised he won't change the links anymore and screw up trying to find the next episode. Please enjoy the rest of your day and may everything work out for the best. We try to have a new podcast every Saturday, so see you next week.